Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 93 of Ask Pat. I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And today we have a question from Maurice over in the Netherlands about audio and video. So let's hear from Maurice right now.
Hi, Pat. This is Maurice from the Netherlands, and I have the following question about your podcasts and interviews. I would like to know what your reason is that you only use audio instead of video, like YouTube or Skype. Thanks for your time and effort to answer my question. Bye.
Hey, Maurice, thank you so much for your question. And it's interesting because I actually do use a video, but I use it in a strategic manner and for certain things. Now, I know that I could produce a show like Ask Pat or like my other podcast, the Smart Passive Income podcast, and it could be produced on YouTube or as an iTunes video podcast, for example. However, I feel that audio is very special because it can be taken anywhere with you and can be consumed anywhere as well. One has to, for the full effect of video, actually watch the video, and that can be hard to do, and you don't want people doing that when they're driving or, you know, people are listening to audio conveniently on their walk, on their commute, at the gym, wherever they may be. Audio is nice. And also people are downloading that audio, which is a much smaller file than a video would be, and able to listen to it wherever they want. And in that way, with an audio file or a podcast, like with Ask Pat or Smart Passive Income, I'm able to inject my brand and have people consume my content anywhere they want, at any time they want, right there on that device, as opposed to video, which has to be in a certain spot. They have to be watching it. It has to be convenient for them. It's less convenient for them to watch video is what I meant to say. And so that's why for content like Ask Pat and content like my Smart Passive Income podcast, I choose to use audio. Now, yes, I could repurpose that content and also place it on YouTube. I know a lot of people who take podcast content and put it on YouTube and either put it on top of a slide deck or just one slide and just have the audio playing. But I find that I love and have better success with not syndicating the same piece of content on different types of content. I'll syndicate a show, an audio show like a podcast, on multiple podcast directories. I think that's okay. However, shooting a video, ripping out the audio, putting that in a podcast, and then ripping out the text and putting that in the blog post, I mean, it's the same content the whole time. And yes, you could get more SEO as a result. You can get more listens, all sort of consuming that same content. But I feel that in order to be a complete authority in a niche, I like to have unique content on each type of platform. So unique content that is audio specific and unique content that is video specific. And there are types of content that I create that lends itself perfectly for video, which would be terrible in audio. And those are oftentimes my video tutorials for step-by-step how to do things, especially if it requires somebody actually doing something on a website or on a web application of some kind, you know, having them being able to follow me step by step exactly where my mouse cursor clicks on a video is so much easier than trying to explain something on audio. For example, if I were to say, okay, this is how you edit a podcast on this audio file, and I'd say, okay, make sure you go to file at the top and scroll down and click on save as, and then you'll see a window pop up, and then make sure that you have the button at the bottom clicked on, not the second one from the top. You know, it's like really hard to describe all that, whereas a video, I can just be like, just do this here. This is exactly what you have to do. And it's so much faster and quicker to consume, and it's easier and more valuable for the audience, which makes it more authoritative for you because you're the one teaching that. So that's why I feel like for a show like this, video might not be necessary. I mean, there might be one or two episodes where I could walk somebody through something, which it would make sense for a video, but that particular question would probably be better suited for a video only. My interviews on Smart Passive Income, which often run between 45 minutes to an hour, I mean, I don't really see as a consumer somebody who would want to consume that type of content on video. You know, I would see talking heads for 45 minutes or just the same screen the whole time, and I'd probably just move away from that screen anyway and go on and do something else. Yes, I might be missing out on a few views here and there, but again, I like to keep things pretty much set on the type of content and where it is or what type of platform it is. So I hope that makes sense, Maurice, and that's why I don't do video with this show and Smart Passive Income, where as opposed to a lot of my tutorials, like if you go to podcastingtutorial.com, it's actually a blog post that has incorporated 6 videos in it, which walk people through the different equipment, how to use software, and tips for things like that, which is just better suited for video, especially for something that requires a lot of very specific things to do in order to set up a technically challenging thing like a podcast. So I hope that answers your question, Maurice. Thank you so much. Oh, and going back to that one question I sort of added on to yours, which is, you know, which is better, audio or video? I think both are great. A lot of people know me as having somebody who has a what I call the be everywhere strategy, which is putting your brand on multiple platforms. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean be everywhere. It just means be everywhere you need to be. And to take that to the next step, it's be everywhere your audience is. And for me and my audience, they are on, you know, the web, reading, so that's why I have a blog. They're on podcasts, listening, which is why I have a podcast. And they're on YouTube watching to learn how to do certain things, which is why I have video. And typically, that's the sort of 3 pillars of types of content. I'm not on every social media platform. I don't choose to spend time on LinkedIn or Google Plus because that's not where my audience is. I typically focus on 1 or 2 social media channels per brand. And that's it. So I'm not literally everywhere. And note that I didn't start all of them at the same time. I started with the blog, then I started with videos after that, actually, and then I started with, and then it was audio after that. So you can't be everywhere all at the same time all at once. But once you start to build your brand over time and start to explore these other channels and put content specific for those channels, you know, again, that's perfectly suited for those types of channels, you begin to build out this sort of empire of brand that is more than just a blog. It's more than just a podcast, but an overall brand that is able to deliver content in all types of ways that is perfect for whatever that type of content is, or for whatever that content is. Sorry, that's probably a little confusing. I said type and content like 100 times there, but which is better? It depends on what you're talking about, but I would use both if possible over time, but start with one, then get comfortable with it, and then branch out. That's what I really, really want people to realize is being everywhere is great, but starting everywhere is not. Now, thank you so much again, Maurice, for that question. You'll get an email from myself or an assistant to get your information to get an Ask Pat t-shirt headed your way. And if any of you out there have a question you'd like featured here on the show, just simply head on over to askpat.com. Check out the widget there from SpeakPipe, and you can ask right there off of your computer, on your headset or your internal mic, whatever the case may be. And I want to also welcome a brand new sponsor to the show. You know, I have sponsors on the show because the show wouldn't be possible without the sponsors and their support for the show, because that money goes directly to paying for the lovely assistant that I have who helps put this show together, and also the Ask Pat t-shirts. I just hope you realize why I have them there. But I also make sure that I align with companies that I trust and know will be a great resource for you. And this is no different. So, you know, a lot of what this show is about is saving time and saving money, becoming incredibly efficient. I mean, that's where the smart and smart passive income comes from. Well, Stamps.com helps me do all of that. It just makes it super easy to pay for postage online. And it's awesome because they give you this digital scale. And, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of packages you send out. You put your package on the scale. It reads it. It connects to USB on your computer. There's a little app. It tells you exactly and helps you print out the postage that you just stick right on there. It's so easy. You never, ever have to go to the post office again, which is a huge plus for me because I hate that. And, you know, I use it for everything now. So make sure you go to stamps.com. And you click on that little microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Pat. That's how they'll know that you came from the show. And seriously, if you send any sort of postage, this is just almost a no-brainer. And they have a special deal right now where you get a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer, which includes a scale and $55 free postage. You cannot go wrong. So again, don't wait. Go to stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the page. Enter Pat. Again, stamps.com. Enter Pat. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And of course, I'm going to end with a quote like I always do. And this quote is from William Durant. And he says, "Forget past mistakes. Forget failures. Forget everything except what you're going to do now. And do it." Peace out. I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.